This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. 50 young people from Venezuela, at least that's where they're characterized in the news, turn up in Martha's Vineyard, a beautiful enclave off the coast of Massachusetts. I recommend it to anyone to take the ferry out there and enjoy the day. It is, in fact, a select part of a beautiful part of New England. However, it turned into a theater piece between factions over immigration. And at the center of the theater piece was the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, who writes Wonderland, who is focusing on Ron DeSantis and how he has presented what he characterizes the great American exodus. Dan, a very good evening to you. When I first read that, Ron DeSantis' remarks, I thought, is he talking about an exodus to Venezuela or Venezuela to the United States? None of the above. He gets in the news about his decision over immigration, but he's talking about other people moving or migrating. Who's he talking about, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, he's talking about a much more significant migration than 50 Venezuelans or even several thousand migrants from south of the border being shipped up to Chicago and New York. At the same time, all of that melodrama was happening. The governor took some time out from his hobby in air traffic control to give a pretty significant speech to a conservative convocation in Miami, in which he did build the idea of a great American exodus. And what he is talking about, in short, something demographers have been looking at for some time now, is a migration of population out of the north, northern cities, and also out of California, into southern states, southern cities, and into the West. This is a flow that has been going on for some time now. The Census Bureau has been tracking it. They noted population loss in the first year of the pandemic. San Francisco lost over 6% population, New York 3.5%, Boston and Washington, nearly 3% population loss. The in-migration into Florida in the year before 2019, according to the census, was 566,000 people. The out-migration from California was over 661,000 people. And DeSantis has put his finger on something, John. This has very significant economic and political implications for the future of the United States. People will point out immediately that some of these people in-migrating to the South bring their Democratic politics with them. And that is certainly true, though you end up with a much more competitive political situation than you have in these northern states. And one of the more striking things that was reported by the Brookings Institution this past September, not this past September, but about 10 days ago in a report, is that there is a very significant flow of Black Americans out of the north and into the South, reversing the famous Great Migration into the North of Black Americans across the 20th century. Well, some of them, mostly college educated, are leaving New York, Chicago, Baltimore, and the rest of those cities, and they're heading to Atlanta, Dallas, and Houston. And they're going for one thing, John, mainly economic opportunity. It's not about race. It's not about politics. It's about economic opportunity. And that is what Governor DeSantis was talking about in that speech, that the policies in states like Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, the list goes on, Arizona, most of them, all virtually all of them, run by Republican governors in opposition to the policies of blue state governors. They are attracting population and bringing wealth along with them.
You point to the mayor of Miami, Francis X. Suarez. Why do we hear story after story of entrepreneurs from California moving to Miami? What's there, Dan?
Well, it was described in a recent Wall Street Journal article about the fact that Miami had become a boomtown under Mayor Suarez, and it was about mainly one thing, quote, a friendlier business climate, which is, you know, an amazing thing when you think about it, that companies do actually pull up stakes, as some of them have done in Chicago and California recently, and move an entire company down to the South. And Miami has become a magnet for entrepreneurs, really, who want to set up in a more business-friendly climate. And sure, that means the lower tax rates that you have in Florida, they have no personal income tax. But what it primarily means is a less burdensome regulatory regime. Whether it's the Democrats in Congress and in Washington under Joe Biden or Democrats running states like Illinois, California, New York, they keep passing regulation after regulation, much of it impacting business and much of it impacting very small businesses, which have to deal with Mickey Mouse rules. Like if you don't clean up your sidewalk during the day, they'll hit you with a $300 fine in New York City for not clearing debris that other people have thrown on your sidewalk. Companies leave and they're going to cities like Miami or Atlanta or Houston. And that is a loss, John. It's a kind of, in some ways, a sad story that these once great cities like New York and Chicago are simply losing population because they've made themselves economically unlivable.
Dan, why did comptrollers or treasurers from Democratic states, California, Illinois, New York, are mentioned, attack West Virginia, Idaho, Oklahoma, Texas, and Florida? It seems like a war between the states. What did they do wrong?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, there was a letter put out recently by 13 state treasurers, all representing Democratic states, and including California, Illinois, and New York City's comptroller. And it was attacking Idaho, Oklahoma, Texas, and Florida for resisting the pressure they're under to put their public pension funds into so-called ESG investing, environmental, social, and governance sustainability. And the amazing thing is these are state treasurers in these Democratic states, and they accuse the Republican states of, quote, representing corporate interests. And I thought, wait a minute, corporate interests? Aren't corporations the core of the tax base in these blue Democratic states? It has gotten so far that they don't care. And you would think they would think twice when, in fact, many of these corporate interests are exiting their states and going down to the southern states where they pay taxes. But they don't. They seem to want to just take the states, the blue states, and the people with them. They just want to take them down to the basement.
Back to Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Dan, does it come up in these weighty conversations by people unhappy in the North about the great American exodus that what I hear from people who moved to Florida is that they're happy? It's that simple, Dan. It makes them happier. Do we hear that from New York City or San Francisco or any of these surveys that are being made that that people want to be happy where they live?
No, you don't hear that very often at all. And that's a big part of it. Living still in New York, you know, let's not deny that there's much to admire and like about big cities like New York City. They're full of vitality, Chicago, San Francisco, but they're losing it and it's being displaced. The sort of pleasure of living in these places is being overwhelmed by a state of constant anxiety over the crime, over the dirt, over the economic pressure, over the fact that the cost of living is so high. Housing rents are becoming impossible in these cities. And when you move to a place that is more affordable and to boot has nice weather most of the time, people do indeed get happier and they report that back to their friends and their friends come after them. And it's really difficult to see how the North is going to reverse this trend unless they change course on some of their policies.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing in his column Wonderland about the great American exodus. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.